Good morning, welcome to Breakfast Bad. Steph, why is it called Breakfast Bad?
Mm.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You asked him, remember what happened last time?
Oh, and why is it called Breakfast Bad?
Because we like breakfast and we like Breaking Bad, apart from Steph doesn't really like Breaking Bad.
She liked it a bit.
Mm. Only a little bit,
I like it,
not
I
enough
don't
to like
it.
Name a podcast after it.
Mm. Oh, and what did you have for breakfast today?
Stuffed my face with Pop-Tarts.
Steph, what did you have for breakfast today?
Maybe some Pop-Tarts. Guess what did you have for breakfast today?
Pop-Tarts.
Why don't we have Pop-Tarts more often
They're
in life?
Amazing.
So good.
What I like about them is they contain 20% of your daily allowance of sugar. And like, so it means if you had five, like you've covered that, then you've got all your sugar for the day. You don't have to hunt around for the rest of the day trying to find your rest of your sugar.
I don't think sugar is something that you need to hunt very hard for.
Especially when sometimes you eat a whole buttercream spoonful for your breakfast.
Yeah.
But there used to be all that thing about Pop-Tarts, didn't there, where they like you can burn your whole face off with them, I think I heard.
What?
Like, because they get so hot in the middle, like hotter than the sun or anything.
Yeah.
As you just learned. Oh, and wait a second.
No, if you put a Pop-Tart in front of me, I'm going to eat it. But yeah, probably not as hot as melted cheese. But yeah, they're quite
that thing
dangerous.
When you have, I don't know what's actually burning my mouth on a toasted cheese sandwich. I made it myself and like bit into it, and it was ham and cheese, and a bit of the ham like I pulled away and it went and just stuck to my face.
The worst thing I hate is when you eat something hot and you feel the burning like in your chest, like as it goes down, you can't get it down. You have to drink to like pass the fire down.
Horrible.
My worst one was we came back from a night out at the pub, and like it was so late that there were no pizza places open, so we decided to cook a pizza ourselves. It took so long. It took like the best part of like 40 minutes in the oven. When it came out, we were all just so hungry that we just grabbed a slice like off the oven tray and put it in our mouths.
Oh.
I felt the skin on the roof of my mouth just come off the pizza. It was awful. That's all the
so
food,
that's breakfast,
right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, good. Nutritional.
Breakfast.
It's raining.
Is it?
Oh,
yeah. Fucking better not be able to put the. Jesus Christ!
What did you just do?
Put the washing on the line. And what's it doing now?
Raining. At least it's on the line.
This is good for us. This is a new section. This is news and weather.
Everybody,
whatever you're doing, it was raining like a week ago.
Yeah.
Okay, in the news. News. Wimbledon's happening.
Wimbledon's happening.
Now, I like Wimbledon, and I like tennis, but I can honestly say I've never watched a whole match in my entire life.
Absolutely not.
Always want to come in from somewhere, and it'd be like maybe two sets to one in a game, and I sort of think, oh, I've watched the rest of this.
I like the excitement at the end.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine sitting down and thinking, right, 0-0, here we go, 2.5 hours, no way.
I'd say that. I think maybe, like, I've definitely never watched an Andy Murray match all the way through, but maybe like a Tim Henman one back in the day.
Really?
Like, yeah, like when everyone gets fired up about tennis for like a couple of weeks a year, don't they?
Yeah.
I think if I was there and you were sitting in the sun all day and like, you were drinking and eating all the nice food, I'd probably really enjoy it. But sitting on my like ass when it's nice outside and watching tennis isn't something.
Have you ever been?
No.
I've been a
Have
couple
you?
Of times, yeah.
My parents they used to go.
We used to go with the school. It used to cost a fiver.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Like, you used to just go... Like, you, I mean,
you
even,
look over the
even
fence.
Now... Well, no, even now, I think it's only about 15 quid.
That's good.
To get in. Like, not on...
It was still, like, one of them funny lottery things, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it that big now?
I think it's been like that for ages.
Oh, I mean, I'm only talking 25 years ago.
Is that all?
The time I was born, you were going to watch Wimbledon.
Yeah. We used to go with the school. It was, like, a fiver. Like, but you wouldn't get on any of the main courts, but you could go around and, like... You know,
that's nice.
Yeah, it was really good. But we did sneak onto centre court to watch. I think it might have been Van Wendel.
I can't get that much, it's raining.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know who that person is that you just mentioned.
Okay.
When I started watching it...
He's actually Andy Murray's
coach
now.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Small world, right?
Mm.
Not really.
Okay. Good, so this is breaking news. Like, let's look at this next news item
I had...
out of all of the news. What were you going to say?
I was going to tell some more Wimbledon stuff to say.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay.
Like, the bit I don't like about Wimbledon, I was watching a bit yesterday, and you know, like, I don't like the people that go. I don't like the people that do the slow hand clapping. Like, there are a certain type of people, do you know what I mean? And I don't like that, come on, Tim! All that sort of stuff. And I don't, I really don't like, is it Sue Barker?
Yeah.
Like, when she does the, like, she's a lovely lady, but I don't like, it's a Wimbledon thing. Like, when they're doing that over-familiar sort of talking about someone. So, like, she's talking about Andy Murray, and if it was football, you'd be talking about Frank Lampard, because it's Andy Murray, she's like, Andy, and like, they don't ever use their surnames and stuff. It just makes me think it's weird.
It's different though, because on a football field, you've got like 22 players, and you're not going to be like,
I don't know.
Here comes Wayne, what?
Yeah,
like, whereas there's just two on a tennis match.
I don't know. It's just a bit too familiar,
Too familiar. What? You go to a public boys' like boarding school. Come here, man. Like, it's really quite a normal thing. I'd be a bit like, I'd get a bit put out. Someone went, Scott, come here. Like, it'd be weird. Maybe because that sounds like a boy's name, but I don't know.
Okay, right, Red Bull news.
Yeah, that's the next bit it's of news that we take from the entire newspaper.
Well, I read this story, like Steph said, look at this. And the headline is, I drank 98 cans of Red Bull and Coke a week, and it made me 17 stone. Now, I thought maybe she was initially 28 stone, so it was like a positive, but apparently that's not it.
No, it's because of all the sugar and like, and she also said she drank 42 cans of Red Bull and 56 cans of Diet Coke, and I don't know how often that is.
Well, it's only 660 calories a day.
So that meant that you could probably, with that, you could probably eat a nice hand sandwich and you'd probably still be like underneath your daily allowance.
But it's not about the calories, is it? It's about everything else that's in there. It's the sugar and the fat.
See, the thing which really interested me, because I was maybe a little bit nonplussed about this story, but your question about Red Bull was what...
I am quite sure that it has actual ball semen in it. Like, I'm quite sure about that.
Bull sperm?
Yeah, there's all those photos of
that,
like...
That doesn't give you wings.
No, it gives you something, but I know it might not be Red Bull, but it's definitely an energy drink. Ah, it's a bug. And, yeah, their whole... And maybe it's Monster. One of them
I'd heard that it had, like, some kind of, like, bull, like, stomach lining in it or something like that. But bull semen.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Does that mean that there's a bunch of bulls out there and half of them, like, reproduce for the cows and the other ones jack off into Red Bull?
No, that's it. That's why. There was,
I don't want that job.
There were all these photos of, like, they have, like...
Men waking off bulls.
They have the machines that do it. Like, they go and, like, mount it and it takes it out. And that's what they put into the energy drinks. I don't like energy drinks anyway. A, because they smell like piss. And B, because...
They taste like spunk.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
I find Red Bull in particular, other energy drinks are available, I find Red Bull without vodka in it tastes like actual sick.
Yeah. It's the smell. And I can't drink energy drinks anyway because my heart looks bloated.
So she drank 42 cans of Red Bull. When would you sleep? If I drank 42 cans of Red Bull...
Is that a day or a week?
No, that must be in a week, because 42 cans and 56 cans would add up to more than 660 calories a day.
Yeah, it's per week. So that's like six cans of Red Bull in a day. Like, that would make you be a shivery mess.
Well, I don't get it. The thing is about this story, like, she's saying, I drank 98 cans of Red Bull and Coke a week and it made me 17 stone. So she's saying that's what, like, there's nothing in here that tells us, like, she was probably eating like a pig as well. Do you know what I mean?
Whoa.
What?
It's the sugar. But the issue that it is, obviously, is like you said, so she loves the sugar rush and the caffeine, but then she crashed straight away. So you just need to have another one. And that's what I don't get about things like, we've had this conversation before about, energy drinks and alcohol, because energy drink is a stimulant and alcohol is a depressant. So, like, Jager bombs and stuff like that, the alcohol slows your heart rate down and then the energy drink brings it back up. So it's really dangerous.
Oh, okay.
Just to ruin everyone's fun there. It's really bad for you.
our first political message.
Yeah, see, now we've got, like, health, weather,
Now we've got political.
Yeah, I'm going to bust this out there, guys. No, but anyway, it's bad, is the moral of the story. She got skinny when she stopped.
I want to pause it and find out if it does have bulls semen in there.
Pause it.
Okay.
Pause it.
So the results in? Yeah, that I was right. So there is an ingredient... found in most energy drinks such as Red Bull or Monster called taurine.
See, I thought that was the bull like bladder or like stomach lining or something like that. I didn't think that was a semen.
No, it is in fact bull semen. It's urine and semen extract. So thanks very much.
Cheers, Red Bull. Making us drink piss and that's what spunk.
Like, how else would it smell that bad?
I guess. Do you think they just put it in there just for the smell?
Probably.
Oh, wow.
That leads nicely onto that worm that you found.
Yeah, I found a worm that has...
Whereabouts?
on like a website called I Fucking Love Science is the website.
I like that website.
It's great. And it is a flatworm that has sex with itself to reproduce. So reproduces like a load of inbred other flatworms.
Did it have to remove fruit?
Oh, I was about to say that. Damn you.
But it, there you go. So that's some interesting... Here's a question. If you could reproduce with yourself... Would you?
Yeah. Give us the pros and cons.
I don't know. Like there wouldn't be any adverse effects, so you wouldn't have any of the like.
How would you give birth?
Oh yeah, your
poison. Caesarean.
Like yeah, maybe, I don't know. Or like an animal that lays an egg. Lay a little egg and then a little you would pop out.
Do you have to like?
I'd be well up for that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it'd be quite interesting because
it would look just like you though, because there's no other gene.
Oh yeah, that's true. I'd have like this terrifying little minion army of like curly hair.
Yeah, I'm in.
I just think like it'd be an interesting
would
thing.
Would you do it?
I don't know. I think so. If there was like
normally when you give this kind of question, you give all the like
yeah,
different
there's a the small print at the end. What's your weird stipulation? Like it looks like you, but it's got the voice of like a man.
Barbara Windsor. Yeah.
Talking of voices, your voice on that previous episode was the funniest thing. Someone said to me, I can't remember who it was, but they said Steph sounded like one of those Ibiza reps.
Because I was husky.
Right, guys, we're gonna go out. We're gonna have some great fun today.
Everybody.
You sound like you had bleach blonde hair and a bikini on.
Calm down.
That's how we record all the podcasts. What's wrong with that?
I don't know whether to be really offended by that or not.
I think on that day there's probably worse things that they could have said you sounded like.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Now, are we going to have another one of these? Right. I see how we're playing now. I can't wait to play this game later, guys.
I'm going to take this moment now to apologise to you. We were really mean to you on that episode.
Oh, no, once I was saying I listened back to it in my garden and I laughed loads at it, so it was good.
It was funny.
I feel like what just happened here was a lot meaner.
Oh, your voice has come back now. You sound like an angel again.
Too late.
Oh. that was like a very short and not necessarily very informative news.
That's the way we like it, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah. Should we move on to talking about like animals in space?
What
or
about
something?
No, don't read that headline out.
Why?
I don't even know what it means.
Goldfinger murder blunder. Cops didn't spot gun wound in chest for 6 days.
Oh, that's not funny.
We can't do much material about this. I saw Goldfinger. I thought we're in.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lawrence
that's
have split
sad.
Up.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Jennifer Aniston?
Garner. Just name all the Jennifers. I was really sad about that because I thought it was nice. Like, oh, do you know the other day who I absolutely love as a showbiz couple?
Beckhams.
Yeah, the Beckhams. No, Louise and Jamie Redknapp. Like, are like the ultimate couple.
Do you mean Louise and
Nerdling? They haven't split up, have they?
No, they've just celebrated their 17th wedding anniversary. Awesome. And there's never been any, like, as much as I love the Beckhams, obviously they've had a bit of controversy. And, like, there's never been anything with those two. I just think that it's so nice that they've got this relationship in showbiz. And
they did
amazing.
Do that thing once. They did do that advert where he was playing football on the beach in a suit.
That's not as much as having, like, an affair scandal, really. It's
I suppose.
I just think it's really nice for them that they've done that. And I was hoping that, like, Ben and Jen would be like that, but they're not.
I didn't even know that he was with her.
Yeah,
I thought he
years.
Was with Matt Damon.
Yeah, basically.
Have they got like a name, like Ben and
Benager.
What are they called? Benager.
I don't know. I just made that. It sounds like Benadryl. No, I think they did have a name.
Because there was
at
like Brangelina and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. So if you two were together, what would you want to Gaffleck? Would
maybe
you be like Cohen? Is that you're like the Cohen brothers?
Yeah, that could be.
What would the other thing be?
Riv.
We're just the hog dog.
It's usually with the surnames, isn't it?
It depends what works.
Oh, right.
Brad and Ange, that's not their surnames. Angelina.
Oh, yeah.
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 I can't work it out anyway, Stephen and Maha.
I think we've just got two shit surnames.
Shit.
Yeah.
Not as in two the number shit surnames. We've just got two shit surnames. I just mean that on the scale
not
they
compatible.
Are T-double-O.
Yeah.
That kind of two.
Oh,
you
right,
know
okay.
What
I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I love your grammar.
More news.
Grammar news.
I wish we could do something like a visual, like a spelling test. My favourite thing ever was that time you wrote the word embarrassed. I didn't know what it meant.
It started with an I, didn't it? It had a Z in there.
Like
embarrassed.
Sometimes like, there's some words where I'm writing a text message and they come out so bad that it can't even autocorrect. Sometimes it'll split it into three different words. It's like, well, that's not what I meant. I'll delete it and try again and it'll split it into another three different words. It's like, fucking hell, which make me feel stupid.
Aww.
Okay, we've longed out this news section for as long as we need to be. Let's move on to the next one.
Right, I was looking at some inventions that are going to be around by the year 2030.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to rival my ice.
Do you think humans are still
ice in a wristwatch?
In
2030.
It's only like 20 years away, isn't it?
Is 15 years away.
No, 15 years away.
If the Terminator is anything to believe, then like they.
That's just a film.
Yeah, but these ideas have got to come from somewhere. That's what I'm saying. Like they, the Terminator was sent back from the year 2029.
Was he? Shit.
And the fourth Terminator, obviously the fifth one is about to come out, and the fourth one, like, it was post-Judgment Day, and that was only 2018. So I think they need to hurry along, these inventions.
Okay.
Do you want to tell us what they are?
I'll tell you about one of them, which was my favourite one. It was basically, like, the three of us, right, they put us in a room.
Whoa,
Say Kev, Steph, and no. But, like, the three of us go into a room, and we lie down, like, in, like, three beds.
Still don't like this.
Three beds that are in a row. So we
won't is this
whole,
like, the take one?
We won't be touching each other, but we're near each other. They put these electrodes on our heads, right? And they join us all together with these, like, electric things. And then we all fall asleep, and then we're all in each other's dreams. So it's just one dream.
It sounds like...
And we're all in it, like, running
Matrix,
about.
Have they never heard of Freddy Krueger?
Yeah.
Sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Well, as long as none of us, like, take on the role of murderous Freddy Krueger, we'll be all right.
Freddy Krueger just turns up, doesn't he? That's what he likes. See, that's an... I think that they've had that invention, because I saw it on Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Warriors. That came out in the 80s.
I don't like that.
No? You
well,
wouldn't want to be in a dream
really,
with me,
no, I have really screwed up dreams as well. They're really horrible. I don't think anyone else needs to, like, come into that world.
Well, it's a bit like that Inception, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why you don't sleep on
aeroplanes. Sometimes, you know, when you have like those dreams that are just ridiculous, and then you wake up and feel embarrassed the next day?
Yeah.
What if you guys saw those dreams? Like, and then, yeah, I don't like it.
Is it going to be a bit like Total Recall? Are you going to be able to, like, set up a scenario and, like, we can each be a different character?
I'm not sure.
You know,
like, us being in Steph's dream and her being embarrassed and I was waking up.
Is that IMBERZ embarrassed?
I was waking up. Well, you were a bit of a dick last night, Steph, in your dream.
No, I don't know. I just dream some really strange things. I think it's better that, like, I try and tell Will about them and he hates it. Like,
yeah, no one likes listening. Like, when someone sort of says to me, I had this amazing dream last night, all I hear is, rah, 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 rah.
You say that exact sentence to me, like, maybe a couple of times a week.
But you can.
I don't mind telling my own. That's what I want to hear other people.
They can already, like, influence dreams, can't they? So, like, they do, like, tests.
Is this to do with the wolves and the dolphins?
They do. You try and go really sincere after, like, cutting me down. Oh, please tell me more.
Steph's got a few things she'd like to say on this subject. Over to you, Steph.
So, like, as you're drifting off, they kind of talk about things or, like, play noises and stuff. So they look at me like I'm the biggest dick in the world.
Lucid dreams.
Kind of like that, yeah. Like, once I remember having a dream when I was at my mum and dad's house and I was singing this song and then I woke up and that song was playing on the radio. So that's the sort of thing I mean.
Yeah.
So they can influence your dream.
Yeah, you don't think you were influencing the radio?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe
in years to come.
See, they talk about dreams, like, having, like, loads of, like, hidden meanings and stuff, don't they? Like, if you dream of, like, your teeth falling out, then it means you're worried about money.
Mm.
Yeah.
I always dream, not always, but I regularly dream about my teeth falling out, and I think that's more because I'm terrified about my teeth falling out.
Yeah.
See, it would make more sense than if you're having dreams about losing loads of money.
Yeah.
They say it's like a mixture that basically... I don't want to say anything now because you're both trying to keep this really straight face. They say it's a mixture. Like, sometimes... Like, the classic one is if you have a dream that you've slept with, like, somebody you know, it doesn't mean that you actually want to sleep with them. It's, like, maybe you've been thinking about something and...
If it's Kev or not.
Yeah. So I bet you two have had those dreams about each other a lot. But, it's just... It doesn't necessarily mean what you think it means.
Have you had dreams about sleeping with people that you know?
All the time, yeah. But, like, not in a creepy way. Just, like, it could even be someone really... Or the worst one is when you have a dream about someone and you know they're someone but they don't look like that. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
I get what you mean.
I don't like that.
So you know it's essence of someone rather than...
Yeah, but
like
they have
someone.
A completely different face.
Yeah. Do you know how to wake yourself up if you're having a nightmare?
No.
Okay. Do you know?
No.
I can. Oh, this would be good for our listeners.
I'd like that.
What you need
this would
to
be
do
good for, like, if Freddy Krueger is in anyone's lives right now as well. This would be useful information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, what you need to do if you're in a dream and you're aware it's like a dream, but you can't get out of it. What you need to do is to find a clock or a watch, and if you look at a clock or a watch in a dream, it won't work. Like the clock face doesn't work. It will, like, the hands will be missing, or and then in the dream you're able to say, right, that's not working, so therefore it is a dream, and then you'll wake
up.
I
just say, if I was in a dream and I wasn't able to wake myself up, what are the chances that I'm going to be able to find a clock?
Well, because it's
within my nightmare of the land of spiders.
Because you'd be able to just look at your wrist, get an iPhone out.
Yeah. Did you know that, you know, do you ever have those dreams where you feel like you're falling and then you hit and you wake up?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is? Actual fact. It is your blood pressure falling and your body's waking itself up.
Really?
So that's why you get the sensation of falling. And like they always say, they always get worried if you die in a dream, you might die in real life. Yeah. But that's linked to that. It's your blood pressure falling. So your body has to jolt itself up and wake yourself up.
Blimey.
Yeah, I know.
I apparently do that quite a lot when I'm falling asleep. Apparently, I'm a jolty mess.
A jolty mess.
Does that mean that I need to do something about my blood sugar?
What do you ever have that thing as well?
We talk about that after we talk about my Wi-Fi.
But the other thing as well is like, do you have this? I don't know. I don't lie very often, but one lie I always tell is if I'm watching telly.
And you fall asleep.
And I drop off, and Lucy will say, are you asleep? No. Yeah. And it's a lie that I've told that my whole life. My whole life. If someone says to you, are you asleep? You always just say, no.
But surely that answer then, like, their means that you are not asleep.
Yeah, but you were asleep.
But you were asleep. You were dropping off. And if someone asks you, like, you always lie about it for some
reason.
I
have a really weird thing that I do where, like, sometimes, if you fall asleep in front of me watching a TV, and Will talk to me, and instead of, saying that I've been asleep, I wake up and I usually say something that's, like, been in my dream. And one was, like, he was talking to me about something and it woke me up and I went, Ace of Spades? And he went, were you asleep? I went, no, do you want to play cards?
Yeah, you try and get out of it, don't you?
I do it all the time. And I know that he knows that I'm lying, but I don't know what it is. I feel really embarrassed.
I like the idea that then, and then I'm really tired. I had to stay up until 2 a.m. playing blackjack.
Yeah, I was stuck in it. Last night, I was so tired and he'd had a nap in the middle of the day. And so he wasn't tired. Yeah, he was. No, actually, it was when he got home from work. I tell a lie. And so then he wasn't tired. Like when we were going to bed, and I was really, really shattered. And it was so hot. And like we've got these fans going on in the room. And I woke up, and I'd been reading this thing on the internet about like how to sleep in a really hot room. And one thing it says is that you should have cotton bed sheets and like wear cotton things to bed. And I always thought it was the other way around. You shouldn't like the way you came into this world is a bed to sleep. But I woke up in the night and he was in his wardrobe and I was like, do you need some cotton clothes? And he's like, no, I'm trying to find the size of my suit because I'm trying to buy one online. And like, he was still well awake and like the lights were on and I was like, okay.
Are you trying to find some cotton clothes?
Have we ever talked about sleepwalking? This is kind of linked. You've got some amazing sleepwalking stories.
Yeah, I used to sleepwalk a lot when I was little. The two classic ones was once I woke up and found like an out-of-date, obviously unbeknownst to me, pack of Weetos and I ate the whole thing and then I was sharing a bunk bed, like top and tailing with my friend and I threw up all over her feet in like, the middle of my sleep. Didn't occur to me why. And the other one, it was at her house as well. I went downstairs, buttered a slice of bread, put it on the counter and use it as a pillow. But yeah, I wasn't
sleepwalking terrified.
Didn't your brother sleepwalk?
Yeah, see, your sleepwalking stories are really sweet. What my brother does is he normally does it when he's absolutely smashed and he'll just get up and he'll like piss on people's beds and stuff like that.
That's like, not good being in the army.
He said he was really worried about when he joined the army and stuff, but he said, you know, all of these things, like, but they just think I'm a massive legend. But yeah, he'll go for a wander. Like when we've been on holiday and stuff, he'll come and I'll see him like standing at the end of my bed and be like, what are you doing? So I'm going to the toilet. I'm like,
when I went on holiday with one of my ex-boyfriends, he woke up in the middle of the night and I heard this noise and I was like, what the hell is that? And he was at the foot of our bed pissing all over the floor. And I was like, I was like, Jay, like, what are you doing? He's like, it's like there's wood chippings down. But he was going to sleep. Got back into bed and had to clean up all his piss
like
all over the floor. Yeah.
Was he a hamster?
No, he definitely wasn't.
Yeah.
Tom used to. He doesn't do it anymore. But there was one day I put him to bed and like it was only me and him. I think Daisy was into sleep as well, so it was only Lucy was out. So I was down here doing the washing up and I had my headphones on and I felt something behind me and I looked round and he was completely asleep and he was at the bottom of the stairs, completely naked, and he just ran at me and just went, ah! Like jumped into me. I was like, oh my God, what's going on? It's horrible.
I have that thing I told you about that I get once every maybe like 6 weeks where I wake up in the night and I go, I don't know how I do it. It's only recently that it's woken me up as well, but I go into an absolute panic and Will hates it. He's like, what's the matter? And I can always see this man's face and it like pulls away just as I open my eyes. I'm convinced there's like some ghost man haunting our room.
There's that thing, isn't there? It is a thing. Like night terrors.
Cobra!
Because people get confused with like alien abductions, but it goes back to for years and years and years, and it's like sleep paralysis, is it?
Where you can't move.
And it feels like you've got someone on your chest, sort of like a cat kneading you.
I was with a girl once, and I woke up, like, and there was all this commotion going on, and she was actually on my chest with a pillow on my face. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, shh, shh, it's all right. And I was like, what are you doing? And then she kind of woke up, and she's like, I thought there was someone on you. And I was like,
it was you.
Jesus Christ. So literally trying to kill you.
Literally trying to kill me. Unbelievable.
Because you have those people that go to prison because they like have sex in their sleep with their partner. And it's fine if they're married and they know that it's an actual condition. But sometimes if they have a one-night stand...
It's not so fine if you're on the 12-3 back from King's Cross.
Yeah, like, they wake up in the middle of the night after a one-night stand and they're still trying to have sex with them. They're like, oh, I was doing it in my sleep. And then they have to like go through tests to make sure that's actually a thing.
Well, it is a thing. Embrace did a song about it.
Did they?
Yeah, well, it's got a line in it.
Come back to what you know.
Also, there's a thing. It's like a visor that you wear. It's called augmented reality. So you'd have this visor on, and like, for example, I could be talking to you, Owen, but I can like have a little program in it that will change you into Jennifer Aniston or Brad Pitt.
I don't know if I'd be comfortable with you looking at me that way at all. Because as far as I'm concerned,
I look at you that way anyway.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think it's all well and good if you're wearing a visor, but like they're talking about the whole like implants and contacts thing, like. You might get confused about where reality ended and stuff.
Yeah, I think that probably would be a concern.
And it would be a bit like, what if you didn't want to go through life then looking at that person as the person they are and you change them all the time? You get a bit addicted to...
I think it's probably quite good for ugly people.
Oh. Should we go to all the rejects outside Pret then and say, here you go?
No, like it would suggest.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't though, would it? Because you would have to get all the good looking people to wear them and look at you, wouldn't you?
No,
you couldn't wear it yourself, and it wouldn't change people's perception.
Well, nice to meet you.
No.
I'm gonna need my visor.
You could
have, hang on one second.
You could have two ugly people, and like they both just get a visor, and then one of them becomes Brad Pitt, the other one just becomes Jennifer Aniston, and they just live their life like that.
Why can't they not together? Just live their life normally?
What as Jeff and Sandra?
Aren't they the ones from that quiz machine?
Yeah, I was about to say. Right, yeah. Yeah, I'm not necessarily on board with that. Like, I was saying, I don't know.
What were you saying? Over to you, Steph.
No, I was thinking the other day about the fact that one place that I think is really nice to go is the outdoor pool in the summer, because everyone, all shapes, sizes, like everything, walks around and doesn't care. Like, no self-consciousness. It's really, really nice. And I was sitting there thinking that that was so lovely. And then I heard a bunch of twatty knobheads go, oh, she's got more back boobs than front boobs. And I thought, why does that matter? Like, she's here with her kids having a lovely time.
I thought they were talking about me.
No, and I just think, like, that's the sort of thing that annoys me. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm real shallow to some part, but stuff like that, like, where do you draw the line? Like, oh, you've got a slight imperfection, let's change it.
Mm-hmm.
That rubs me up the wrong way, that does. Can tell.
A little bit. So you wouldn't, you're not...
I'm not a fan.
I think with things like that, the big step is like getting someone to go out wearing a visor and trying to make that become the norm. Do you know what I mean? It's like, how many people have bought a 3D TV and sit there with their 3D glasses on? It's a big step. Like Google Glass. Who's going to walk around with like Google Glass?
Yeah, I think it's only going to become mainstream when it becomes like, so you won't really notice it.
Yeah, because that's my issue. Obviously, I don't like stuff like that because I already have to wear glasses.
But you were talking about like you can live your life like there's cartoon characters and zombies just running about the place.
Yeah.
Like what if like you went to take out one of these, you could use it as an excuse, couldn't you? You could like go and like kill one of these zombies, but like actually it's your next door neighbour, Tom.
His name's not Tom.
It might be.
It's Jeff. They're all called Jeff.
Yeah. But yeah, like I think it's trouble. I think it's all kinds of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we try and put a stop to it?
Yep. I think we should. Should we join some kind of internet group where we'll turn our computers
off? Should we call ourselves the Resistance?
Fuck you guys.
Okay, so what's this section? Is this news? This isn't news, is it? This is just your ramblings.
is that an official section now? Kev's ramblings.
Okay, were there any other inventions that you wanted to talk about? Because we did the invention section and then we talked for 10 minutes about things that weren't inventions.
Yeah.
So I feel like, use your time wisely.
If you could invent something, what would you invent?
Well... I've already mentioned mine in the last one, the watch that has ice in it.
You know that ice watches are a thing.
What?
The ice watch.
What did you say this at the time?
I said, like, you mean a bit like an ice watch, but it's not.
Yeah, like, but I thought when you said that, like, when I was like, yeah, like, be like a watch of ice, and you were like an ice watch. I thought you were like, just giving me, like, a name for
but
it.
But behind, like, maybe Rolex, they're, like, probably one of the most, like, popular watch brands.
It's not.
It like, isn't what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, it's just okay. The name of
so
it.
You'd have to call yours a cold watch.
Yeah.
If I brought it out and called it the ice watch, people would get really confused.
You just call it a frozen water cube watch. That's got exactly the same ring to it.
Frozen water cube watch.
Yeah. The only thing with mine, like, is, like, you put the ice cube in, and, like, it's really
it's
nice
got a limited
skin.
Shelf life, hasn't
but
it?
But also, it would leak, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you'd have to have,
like, some sort of tube for it to go down. What's the matter, Steph? Look,
if just, don't.
Look, Steph.
I'll be sick on
Steph,
you.
If you just had
God.
A tube that went down. I'm not even sure if I knew about your wrist thing.
Yeah, don't tell people because then they do fun things like this and go, oh, look at your wrist. Let me rub it in your face.
Like, it's really funny that you don't like wrists.
If this side's fine, absolutely fine. If you want to put it on there, it's just far too exposed on the bottom
veiny.
Hand. like,
God.
Yeah, I had this conversation, the same thing with my temples. Don't like people touching my temples.
What, these bits?
Don't push it, your brain will explode.
I'm touching my own ones.
Yeah, I know, but what if you sneezed and
Steph,
then you pushed
Steph,
your hands?
Steph.
No, don't.
Steph, just have a quick look.
No, oh, don't look. That's disturbing for anyone. It doesn't matter what your affliction.
Like, yeah, it's just too, like, it's like when you bang your ankles together. Like, imagine that.
What, like Mary Poppins?
Right, off we go.
No, like, once I fell asleep and, in my sleep, I like locked my legs and I pushed, like, you know, your ankle bones, the little bits that stick out. I pushed those together so hard and I woke up with really bad pain and I went, ah, and like, I did that and then I banged them together. And ever since then, like, I always think it's just horrible. It's anywhere that's too exposed, it makes me nervous.
Okay.
That's good to know.
So, yeah. What invention are you going to make to fix that?
What? I don't know, wristbands and socks.
The worst kind of band.
Have you got any inventions up your sleeve, Steph?
I don't know. Whatever I had, you're probably both just laughing.
No,
tell us an idiot.
Like, you're really good at inventions.
Am I? Is that my thing? I know, I don't know. That's why I asked you guys to steal your ideas and make them myself.
I've already had that one.
My wrist feels so weird now. I can't, like, shake it.
I think... anything that I say now, the words are going to be like coming out of my mouth as I think of them, so I don't think it'll be a good invention.
Maybe it should be our homework, not actually making the invention, but that we could think about it.
Just get something to market for
the next
show.
Actually, I did have an invention way back when. Well, I don't know if there's anyone out there that can help me do this. It's quite a simple invention, but I am a rubbish cook. And, like, when I've tried to cook before, like, I would end up eating, like, the sausages, like, at, say, 4 o'clock, and then the mashed potato would be ready sometime close to 7. So what I need is some help, and I thought that maybe bands could get involved in this, and you could have, like, a band teaching you how to cook their favourite recipe, and, like, when you've got to wait for, like, your eggs or whatever, they could play you a couple of songs, so you're just listening to it, and you're there, and then, like, they finish the song, like, right now turn on the hob, and you turn it on. And then it's all to music and it's all time, so you can't possibly go wrong.
Do you think that's
my invention?
It's not really an invention, that's just more of a scheme. Like, you don't...
But you could have apps and you could have, like, different... Like, you could have, like, the Red Hot Chili Peppers and they could be, like...
CGI to make chili
peppers. Like, yeah.
Stuffed peppers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Radio bread. The Great James Bake Off. So if anyone wants to help out with that, that's where I'm at.
So, like, would it be like, yeah, brilliant, like, I'd come home with this thing, I'd say, look, Owen, I bought Libertine, show you how to make a shepherd's pie, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, like, so rather, there's so many things that could go wrong. If you told me to make a shepherd's pie, even if I had a cookbook, so many things could go wrong. Whereas if they said, right, you've got to get everything out of the bag, right, open it, peel that. Do this.
Why are you doing that? Can't stand me now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, and then it'll sort of like fade out maybe after the time you've talked.
Yeah, and then even like when you finish, like they could just like chat to you, like in your headphones. They could be talking to you and they like while you're eating your meal and they could like tell you some behind the scenes.
So all you're telling us is that you can't cook and you're really lonely.
That's about the sum of it, yeah.
I mean you could just put some music on and read a cookbook.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, because I get all the timings wrong, don't I?
Yeah.
I get all the timings wrong. My big thing is timings.
Really?
So that's my invention.
Okay.
Well, we could. I mean, we could.
That's quite plausible.
We could knock up a prototype of that.
See, I think that could be a thing, and you could have all the different apps and stuff. Like, it's the growth could be exponential. Should we go to Dragon's Den?
I think we'd need to make one, like, with a quite a simple thing.
Why don't,
like,
we teach someone how to make breakfast?
Yeah, we could do, like, we could do...
Yeah, breakfast would be a great one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to do it. Like I say, I end up eating the items individually. Like, I'll have my toast and then the bean sting. And then, like, about 3 hours later, I have these crusty sausages.
Well, we could do that with some music of ours.
Okay. Okay. You've got 363 days until my next birthday.
What?
I thought it was going to be like a birthday present.
I was just saying we could record it. The three of us could record it and release it as a breakfast bad thing.
Okay, let's see how it goes.
Okay, done.
Okay, done.
Cool.
I feel like it was really productive for our lives.
It's really productive.
Hashtag I'm definitely working now.
Breakfast bad. Okay, I was thinking about when I was at school, like. Well, actually, I walked past a shop the other day that I used to work in for my work experience, and it brought back some memories of work experience and how bad it was.
I've got a story which can probably, like, tie into the last section about when I was on work experience.
Okay.
But do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
Okay, so this is probably one of the most embarrassing stories of... Well, it's probably not, but
yes.
It's up there. Are you about 14, 15 when you do work experience, right?
Yeah.
And not... Because, so, like, you do all the crappy jobs, don't you? Like, I was at Stapleton's Tires and Exhaust. I was working as, like, their kind of receptionist, kind of, like, was doing office.
Did you just picture him in, like, a skirt and a...
Yeah. I did a couple of days of the reception, then I was in, like, the offices. I was in all the admin side.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I never, like, did any tires or exhaust.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, so on my first day, obviously, they were looking for things for me to do to pass the time and that. And they...
What do receptionists do?
Well, it turns out that what they do is they make tea for everyone.
Mm.
Now, not because I was a lazy child or, like privileged and had, like, a maid to, like, make my tea for me or anything like that, but I just didn't like hot drinks, so I'd never made tea before, but I didn't want to be an idiot and, like, ask someone, oh, how do you make the tea? So I thought, right, what we got here? I saw, like, the tea leaves and stuff and, like, all the paraphernalia. What I didn't see was a teapot or anything like that. I saw the kettle and I thought, right, here we go. Pulled all the tea leaves into the kettle.
Oh, my God!
Like, literally most of them. Put it on and it was like... They're like, what are you doing?
That's the worst thing that's ever happened to anyone ever.
What I find interesting about that,
God.
Is that, like, a tyre place that has fancy tea leaves? Not like a Yorkshire Gold?
See, I went to work experience at the self-same place, Stapleton's Tyres in Lecture.
Really?
Yeah, and I was working in the offices as well. But like you say, like, they don't want you there. They've got nothing for you to do.
Yeah.
So they sent me out
to... So you just ruin their kettle.
I was going to say, like, they wouldn't let me get to go near the kettle because of you, but then, like,
kettles
they would
have to have come there.
They would have to have come back from the future.
Did you go down to the well and get
them? But yeah, they sent me out to work with the tyre man, and he was like, right, these ones are all, like, broken, what we need to do, like, they're damaged tyres. He was like, what we need to do, and he was going to cut it open and show me, like, the imperfections in the tyres. He went, what we need to do, and he put this Stanley knife in it and he pulled it and it went straight into his leg. Like, and I'm not joking, blood was squirting out, and he just went, what we need to do, you need to call me a fucking ambulance. I was like, what? He was like, you need to call me an ambulance right now. And, like, this knife was literally just stuck in his leg. And I was like, I was 14. And it was gushing out. Oh, my God. It was horrible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was bad. And the other time I went for work experience was at Connell's estate agents in Hitchin. Connell's, yeah. And, like, once again, they didn't really want me to do anything. But they was like, right, what we need to do, we need to send out some stuff to, like, just make a poster with advertising some houses, and we're just going to send them out all over Hitchin. So I went upstairs and I made this thing.
Oh, God, I've seen your posters. Did you cut out, like, bits of newspaper?
I got a newspaper and I cut it out and I stuck it all down with glue, and then I just photocopies a picture of a house, and it would say, like, 19 Mattock Road, like, and then it have a little description of the house. But it was all done because it was all done with me cutting out individual letters from a newspaper. I put it down. Like, I did about 20,000 copies. Brought it down. I was like, is this any good? He was like, we're not the fucking mafia. What are you doing? He was like, have you made any comments? I was like, no, I've got upstairs. I'm like, trying to, like, get rid of all this paper. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
We're not the mafia.
Did you do any work experience?
I did work experience, but, like, with our school, if you couldn't privately sort out your work experience, basically, girls did, like, you worked in, like, a creche or something, and boys did, like, you went to a supermarket. They did not give a crap about work experience at Night Central at the time. And, yeah, they sent me off to Smarties Day Nursery in Hitchin.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't have been less interested, like, no. If I tried. And then they gave me one task, which was like, okay, it's, like, break time. And they're like little kids, so they're kind of, like, babies to, like, toddlers. And they're like, oh, go outside and, like, it was, like, a fairly nice day. So they were saying, oh, like, we want to play a game, like the old ones. I was like, okay, well, why don't... And I basically invented, like, this different game of It, but it involved pushing other children over. So, like, they came out and these kids were running around screaming, like, bam! And these kids were going, there's me giggling around the corner. And they, yeah, after that, I wasn't allowed to do anything on my own. But, oh, God, I couldn't... I'm sorry, I couldn't have cared less.
Oh, dear. Oh,
wow. Cool. Should we do a wrap-up?
Yeah.
Okay.
People, I just picked them out of the paper. Okay.
Okay, so explain what we're about to do.
Are we doing this now? Are you recording this?
Yeah,
recording. Okay. So my friend Emily gave me a twist on a classic game. So most people have heard of Snog, Marry, Avoid. You get given three names. You have to pick one you'd snog, one you'd marry, and one who you'd avoid. But she gave me, I'm trying to think of a better word for that, shag, marry, or go on, like, cruise. So you, there's no, like, out. You have to, so basically you either have to have sex with someone, the other person you have to marry, which involves, like, having sex, having children, all of that, and the other one you have to go on a cruise with. So there's no funny business, but you're just in their company for 2 weeks. So there's okay. there's no out, there's no one feels bad kind of thing. So yeah, here's the game, but I'm not going to go first. You guys can pick some famous people, and then we all have to answer it. So even if you do three boys, like, you all have to answer them.
Okay. Well, I'll go with the obvious one.
Okay.
Okay.
Not the one you suggested the other day, right?
No. Jesse Pinkman.
Okay.
Okay.
Walter White.
Okay. Well, this isn't going to be very fun.
Yeah.
Jane.
Who's... Oh, okay.
Oh.
Owen, over to you.
Oh, I reckon... I think I would probably go for a cruise with Walter White. Like, I think we'd have quite a lot to talk about. Like, he could teach me things. I like it. I
don't
love
want him
it.
To teach you that.
Yeah.
I like it when you're out with someone and like, they, it turns out they're really wise. And, like, they can teach
you. Is that
you.
Why, that's why we're friends, right?
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
I guess, like, if I was in it for the long haul, it would have to be Jane that I was to, like, marry, I guess. Which would mean, sorry, Jesse, puck her up.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
See, I think I'd probably marry Jesse.
I bet you would. You would, like, even if this wasn't
a
game.
Why you haven't gone at me for that? It's the game. Oh, I bet you would. That's why you've invented this game. What are you talking about? What does that even mean?
I would marry Jesse Pinkman.
I'd marry Jesse because, like, he's the most fun. I'm talking series 1 to 3, yeah. Not series 5, Jesse. Like,
too,
like,
much baggage, right?
Yeah. Okay. But, like, yeah, like, Jesse.
Too much baggage.
You started off with too much baggage for me.
And I think he's a sweet character underneath it all. Like, he's really lovely.
Yeah, I think he'd be, like, a great guy to be married to.
Yeah. I'd marry him, have sex with Jane, then go on a cruise with what?
See, I'd have sex with Jane as well. Who are you,
you
having
said
sex
that,
with?
Like, it wouldn't be a...
I thought it was, like... Oh, it's not snog marry anymore, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's why
okay.
we're going
to
pucker up.
You're having to go at me for marrying.
Right, okay.
Like,
so
Aaron Paul stroke Jesse Pinkman. Like,
Paul.
You're going to just have a one-night stand with him. Pucker up, Jesse.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe let's switch that then. Is it too late?
So then you'd marry him and still have to have sex and children with him.
Yeah, but I think, like, if you're in it for the long haul, I don't know if
yeah,
like a
no,
one night stand.
Maybe,
I think he's
maybe
probably,
I was being too shallow.
Yeah.
I think maybe,
can I get one of those visors?
I think in a relationship with Jesse Pinkman, I think he'd be quite a tender lover. But I think in a one night stand, he'd be a bit aggressive.
Rough for you.
I made you my bitch.
This has escalated so quickly.
Yeah. See, but you see why it's a fun game? Because you have to, like, it's a lot harder. You have to think about, like, yeah, 2 weeks. Like, would they grate on me? So would I just have to have sex with him?
Just to get them out of the picture.
Yeah, like that's the logic you have to use.
See,
I like
that
there was two.
To use that logic, but I don't think guys necessarily have that as a backup plan.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't. The guys are never in charge of let's just have sex. That's always
a
girl's.
But for the purpose of this game, you are.
Okay.
I like the idea that, like, you had a girl there, and she's the one that you chose to have a one night stand with.
Yeah, just because I don't really like her character anyway, so I wouldn't want to marry her.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
But she's,
I
like,
really
she's
liked
hot,
her.
But so
yeah,
I'd
she's
sleep
the
with
worst
her.
One.
She's not the worst one.
She's horrid. She's a horrid.
Isn't Skylar White?
Yeah. Okay, I don't like her either. Like, but I don't like malicious, like, spitefulness.
Yeah.
And
I didn't
I find
like.
That
I
she
didn't
had
like,
it in abundance.
She was manipulative as well. Like the way she was like, "Oh, I'll get your money, and then we'll." So yeah. So I'd have sex with
she
her.
She got what was coming to her.
Yeah. Oh, no, come on. She didn't deserve that.
Yeah,
that
I think
poor,
she did.
That poor girl.
But yeah, so it's a fun game.
Okay.
Maybe we could do one at the end of every. Or have you got three? Because I haven't got three.
I haven't got three.
Have you got two?
No.
Have you got one?
I had to prepare. No, I haven't.
People from Friends.
Okay. Jennifer Aniston. Courtney Cox. Gunther.
I'd go on a cruise with Gunther because he could make me drinks all the time. No,
that's a good reason.
Yeah, and then I would marry. Are we talking Rachel Green? Or are we talking Jennifer Aniston? And are we talking Monica Geller? Or are we talking Courtney Cox?
Monica and Rachel.
Yeah.
Okay, Monica and Rachel.
Is there that much difference between them and their real life people?
Yeah, I think so. Quite a lot. So I would.
You mean they were acting?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. That's quite tough.
See, I think I'd just do all three with Jennifer Aniston.
It's not how the game works, Owen. Right. I think I'd do all three with Gunther. I mean, I would then probably marry Jennifer Aniston and sleep with Courtney Cox.
That's a bad day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gunther's going to have to be on the cruise, isn't he?
Yeah. As far as we're concerned.
Yeah. I don't know what we'd talk about, though.
No, I don't. He's not very.
He's funny though.
He's a man of few words. Especially if like he knows the background as well. Knows that we've just married Rachel.
Yeah, like, actually, fuck it. Like, I'm just gonna have sex with Gunther. I'm gonna take Rachel on the cruise.
Oh yeah.
That'd be nice.
I'll marry Courtney Cox.
Okay.
What just to avoid an awkward situation on the cruise?
Yeah.
Wow. So what are you doing? You're gonna be in silence with Gunther for a month long cruise?
Yeah, I thought it was 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks. It's only 2 weeks.
Oh okay.
Yeah, and I'll be playing every night anyway.
So who are you marrying?
Definitely Rachel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I like Courtney Cox.
It depends what season we're talking. I think she goes a little bit too skeletal for me.
Yeah, there's points, isn't there, where she... And also, I don't know if I could deal with the... She's very highly strung and character.
She's
like, very, very funny, though.
Yeah, she is. But
they're all quite funny. Rachel's quite funny. Yeah. Funny character.
Not as funny as Courtney Cox. I think Courtney Cox
originally got offered the role of Rachel, but she said she wanted to take Monica because it was a better character.
Really?
More
really?
Substance
I think
to
I
it.
Did know that. Yeah. There's not much I don't know about Friends.
Did you see her in He-Man?
No. I never saw He-Man.
What? Master of the Universe?
I know who he is. I just haven't seen the film.
You need to. It's got Dolph Lundgren in it and Courtney Cox.
I love Courtney Cox even more because she's in the video for Dancing in the Dark.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
But yeah, you need to check out Master of the Universe. Let's turn this shit. It's been like really long. We've rambled on again.
Shit, what time is it?
It's like 45 minutes.
Time to shut the fuck up.
Nothingness.
Okay.
We need to wrap it up. That was what we were supposed to be doing 10 minutes ago.
All right, yeah. Fucking.
All right, Courtney Cox, calm down.
Right, we need some more ratings on iTunes because we're so close to getting onto the new and noteworthy.
You're not basing that on anything, are you?
I am. I'm basing it on research that I've done. All you need is 15 reviews and star ratings. And
well, your research involves looking at what's on there and like seeing that is approximately the mean average of what they've.
No,
got.
No, I looked at it and I said, "How?
Guys,
how do
well
you get
over
on?
There? We're well over the time.
46 minutes. I haven't even put in all the bits yet.
All right. Right, just give us some reviews on iTunes and we'll love you forever. Steph.
Yeah?
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Are we sacking her?
Are you kidding me?
Jesus.
You're going on a cruise with Gunther.
Are you?
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Kev?
Okay.